Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Wait, are you gaming? On a Chromebook?
Yep. It's got a high-res 120Hz display, plus this killer RGB keyboard. And I can access thousands of games anytime, anywhere.
Stop playing.
What?
Get out of here.
Huh?
Yeah, I want you to stop playing and get out of here so I can game on that Chromebook.
Got it.
Go ahead, break it down, really. Discover the ultimate cloud gaming machine, a new kind of Chromebook.
The good guys appear.
I'm starting to think this game isn't hard enough. You know, I should probably just make everything like 200 times harder.
This course! Whoa!
My villainous keep. I named him Oswald.
Oh, that's awesome. What a great little thing you got there, Bo. What a cool little deal you made with the kid announcer that just got announced. That's pretty cool.
He broke a window.
Huh? What? Oh,
did he broke a window. Did that translate?
No, kind of.
It was this corpse. Oh,
shit. I missed that part. Did he say right, he didn't reference the window. He just broke it, right?
Yeah. Just because he said corso so quickly.
It's totally fine, man.
He's a kid.
Yeah,
right. I think you've done an incredible job there. It's really
yes. Weird. What a weird announcer.
Yeah, it's very weird. Also, I just noticed that if I do this, I think that it still works. Chat room, you're hearing us. Okay, I was a little worried about some technical things, but we're good now. Hey, everybody, welcome to the Core Show. This is Core, episode 156, and we're here for Wednesday, December 5th, 2018. Scott, Bo, John, all together. Together at last, right here, we're getting ready for Christmas and the freezing cold weather, unless you're John, and talking about our favorite MOBA on the entire planet, that being Heroes of the Storm. So welcome one and all. We're going to get right to it. Winter's Veil. We're coming up on it. Originally a World of Warcraft thing. Now it's also now a Heroes thing. Well, I guess it's a... What do they do in Overwatch? They call it something else. Winter Bumbler Land or something. What is it?
I don't know.
Winter shooting guys, shooting you up on the winter time. That's it.
Holiday havoc
with all your Overwatch friends, right?
Yep.
Well, this is different than that. This is Winter's Veil, and the items have been revealed, and they are going full action figure. That kid you heard in the intro is our new announcer. They're going hard on the whole idea of like Christmas and gifts and what it's like to be a kid and get rad stuff under the tree. And that's kind of where they've gone with this thing. So I can't quite figure out the event, but it feels board gamey. That's also in our notes here. So someone agrees with me, obviously. What's your take, Bo, on the board gamey part? It seems board gamey.
Well, it's a toys thing.
Yeah.
Because what do you get? When Saint Christmas passed.
Sorry, that was the video started.
That seemed well timed.
It's very.
What do you think,
Bo? Well, here I'll play. It. Let's see, it's very. Whoops. Sorry, let me go back. Okay, it's like this. It's very jolly.
No way! You got all of them? Best gift ever!
Yeah.
Five stitches. It's time to play.
At first, I thought my video was broken when I watched it because the way the action figures animate is the herky of the jerky, man, and it's on purpose. I get it now, but it took till Dahaka for me to figure it out.
You should go to the very end. I like what the kid says at the end.
Oh, let me do that. You got you want the audio?
Will the heroes of the storm win?
Let's find out.
Lyra, stop eating.
Okay, okay, we got a little something going on there. All right, let's skip ahead some. Okay, here we go.
Win?
Whoop! I missed it. Let's play it again. Here we go.
Can the heroes of the storm win? Probably.
He says probably. You know, like a little kid would do. Yeah, it's probably. Anyway, sorry, Bo, I interrupted you. There's like a board game in this thing. So do you? I mean, I guess is the theory that when we get into the event itself will have some sort of nifty.
The quest event will be a board game. Mm. You will have to complete your quests on the board game, which will award prizes.
Yeah.
My sense from digging through the crates is that the board game quest will be repeatable.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know the particulars of what's awarded and all that kind of stuff. But I get a general sense that the toys will be broken mysteriously.
Yeah.
It definitely wasn't the little boy of whom I don't know his name.
We're going to call him Jackson.
It's definitely the little boy who didn't break it.
Okay. All right. What if his name
definitely.
Is? What if
he emphasized that several times? It wasn't him that broke
it. Wasn't
the
him. By the way, let's not forget a really important point of this video that just happened. I just want to make this clear to everybody. When Dahaka goes into his little ground hide thing, it's a pile of Legos.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. That's enough reason to get this damn thing, right?
It's pretty good. You know, the sound files for Putrid Bile when Stitches takes a big shit in the ground, his super move. His special move.
Yeah.
They've updated the sound files to include sprinkly sounds in addition to the poo. The poo's still there.
Yeah.
But it's like blink, 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 blink. It's like sparkly poo.
That's fantastic.
I'd like to be the guy whose job it is to make the poo sounds.
Yeah. I mean, look, they're looking for a guy. Bo, you're
Well, they have a guy. They've already, you know, they have one.
You're next in line. Well, I think when that guy retires,
can I be the poo intern?
Yeah, I think you should be the poo turn. They call them the poo turns.
Poo turn.
Let's not forget to mention these freaking My Little Pony looking mounts that are like little toy unicorns.
Yes, they have the best running animation ever.
Yeah,
it's the most half-hearted run.
It is kind of a half-hearted run. Loads of stickers, loads of sprays, animated or otherwise.
I mean, I'll tell you what I think is one of the coolest things is if you click the link of stuff and you scroll down to where you get to, like, the portraits mm-hmm. and the sprays.
Yeah.
If you really eyeball all the stuff in there, most of this stuff is based on actual toys.
Let's see. You mean, like, the little... Oh, yeah.
Like, there's a battleship and an Etch-A-Sketch and that old game where you hammered things through that board.
Yep.
And that, like, red and yellow car that everybody had as a kid.
Yep. The stupid slide the blocks around puzzle what's his name? Larry. His name's Bones in my playthrough, but the Necromancer. Can't think of his name. Azul. So there's, like, a Azul puzzle there.
There's a troll slinky. Dolls in there.
Yep. There's some sort of...
Like, it's...
Ladle.
If you grew up around the time of these toys, like, it's extremely nostalgic.
Yeah. There's a celestial surfboard.
Oh, yeah, that's a nice mount.
Comes with gem purchase. I kind of dig the celestial surfboard.
Yeah, I wonder how that looks. I want to see that in movement, in action. They don't show it in the video.
Yeah.
But I want to see what that void vortex-looking freaking wormhole actually does in action, and that could be pretty rad.
Yeah, I think it looks cool.
How do you feel about the toy skins? I mean, there are three characters I don't really spend any time with, so...
I mean, they're cool. Valero felt a little weird for, you know, a hero character, but mm-hmm. I guess the ponytail fits or something. I don't know. It's cool.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah,
like
it's all right. Yeah. It's cool.
I really like having a cute and cuddly Stitch's skin.
Yeah.
I kind of do too, just because it looks trolly, but at the same time, I like the poo-laden guy.
Well, yeah, like, we know you do, Bo, but for people who don't like that, now yeah, there's a... Yeah.
No, I'm glad there's something for everyone. Like, and I like what they've done with the skin. It's just, I like them to lean. I like a skin that leans more into the shit side of Stitches.
Yeah, I mean, I like that his intestines are yarn. Here, chat room, yeah. You can see this. Yarn and stuffed with cotton. And even the view from inside when he's eating you and gorged you,
yeah, that's pretty gorgeous,
pretty great. Yeah, I think this is good work, and I like that Dahaka looks like freaking plastic. That's my favorite thing. I think is he, and I'm not even really, I don't play Dahaka, but he looks like he's made of plastic in the game and outside. It looks really good.
He looks like a toy I had, but I don't know what toy.
Yeah, there's something's familiar about it. Missing an arm is wonderful. Just because it looks like a toy that's missing an arm, not like he normally does, where it looks like it's been torn or blown off. It just looks like, oh, some kid lost it.
Yeah.
Like, they're really going in on that, and I love it. Yeah. I don't want to give too much stage time to the people who are being wieners about this, but there was a big freak out from the internet, like you'd expect, when this was announced, and people going, hey, Blizzard, I'm not five. I'm an adult playing a game. I'm not five. And I go... Oh, then you're worse than that, you turd, because this is fun. Freaking let your inner child out a little bit. Have a little fun for once.
There's a freak out about this?
Oh, yeah, there always is. Are you kidding me? They could have put up something super rad and somebody still would have had a problem with it. But I think people are just not those people. And again, who knows how big or small that group is, but they got real loud there for a bit. I just want them to just, have some fun. Is life short, man? There's nothing wrong with this. This is great. I think it's adorable and funny, and it's, lots of inside jokes. Like John said, there's just all these great references to everybody's childhood, really. Like, you're seeing all these toys. I look at it and go, oh, my gosh, I had half these myself. Look at the freaking Play-Doh alone. Just looking at that animated Play-Doh makes me go, oh, my gosh, I want to go mess with my Play-Doh. I want a fuzzy bumper barbershop again. Oh, and that stupid rubber hand that sticks to the wall.
Yeah, that they've made into a Leoric hand. I love it.
Yes. Look at the little...
Oh, God, I remember that. That toy was always full of dog hair.
Yeah.
It was. It totally was.
What a terrible toy. There's a Stukov slinky arm that I see. It's just kind of cool.
Yeah, everything here is great, and everyone should...
Oh, and there's some... Is it a Garbage Pail Kid Junkrat?
Let's see. Where is he? Oh, yeah. No, it's a troll doll. Like a troll looking, with the hair all up and
that. Yeah. That's still okay.
Who's the, is that Rainer's the army man, the green army man? That's awesome.
Yeah,
that's definitely Rainer.
This is all good. How you could hate on this just means you're dead inside. So whatever. For the rest of us, I'm stoked about it. It's they've gone to some trouble here, obviously, to make some.
You're an edgy teenager if you hate it. And Instagram's your favorite toy now.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. There's some fun stuff on there, too. People just need to relax. Like, it's a fun little goofy thing. Like, where were you when Abathur got his freaking Pajamathur deal? Like, where were those people then? I didn't hear them complaining then. Where were you when Murden got candy all over himself?
Yeah, Pajamathur was another Janitor Leoric version. Didn't it come from someone's sketch or art before it was even implemented?
Oh, I didn't know that.
That was a community-driven deal, like Janitor Leoric.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's great.
I don't know. I there's always somebody, guaranteed, especially in a Blizzard commenting forum, that, hates, everything or uses it as an excuse to platform onto something else completely unrelated.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of normal. I didn't see too much.
I caught it. I caught the edge of it. It probably wasn't that bad, but I caught a little piece of it, and it just kind of annoyed me.
Yeah. I mean, it's like every... Every Blizzard video or comment or post, there's someone has something bad to say for sure.
Yeah. Worth checking out, though.
This is awesome.
Do you guys want the little kid announcer? It seems like he's got some funny stuff to say in Bo's intro. Seems like it's varied and interesting and funny. I mean,
I thought I wasn't going to like it, but I actually think it's pretty okay.
Mm. Yeah.
It seems super fun.
Yeah. I don't think I'll use it.
I probably need it to. I would probably want it to drop rather than me buy it. I guess the bundle will have it in there if I get
the it's free.
You get it for free.
Make it around the board once to earn the kid, announcer, and portrait. I don't know, Scott. You think you can finish the board?
Yeah, I can finish the board. I want to play Heroes right now. I'm in the mood.
Show's over, folks. Let's go.
Yep, goodbye, everybody. We're just going to go play Heroes. Goodbye. That's what we decided.
Games are
starting. We don't really need to talk about anything else that happened this week. No. It's kind of BS. So.
No. Well, actually,
this
we do.
The best part.
We should probably talk about this next thing. Pros and community leaders are freaking out. They think the XP changes that are coming, and I don't mean XP to your account, XP in the game, like lane XP, those changes, the ones we talked about from BlizzCon. They think they are a huge failure already. And this is just PTR feedback because it's not on the launch or it's not on the live servers yet.
I think it went live Monday.
Wait, it did? I thought these changes hadn't gone.
The PTR changes went live Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah.
Tuesday, well-regarded professional decided to tweet out that the patch was a failure.
Mm.
And then his translator went on Reddit and said, "Hi, I'm his translator, and I just wanted to confirm that he's saying it's a failure and it's not a translation thing." It's failure. It's a failure. And it's like, okay, you know, now everyone with a torch to burn is validated. Thanks for that.
Do you think, isn't PTR hard to get a good takeaway from? You don't have the right, the matchmaking's hideous because you don't have the...
The argument in response to that I've seen is that the professional players from whom a lot of this is sourced from play together in custom matches. So it's 5v5 high skill cap players all playing together, trying the changes.
Mm.
So they're not using matchmaking because yes, matchmaking is not in a good spot compared to live.
Right.
So your impressions need to be tempered when it comes to changes like this, and you're playing them on PTR.
Yeah.
But people are excusing it because the professionals are playing together in matches and delivering feedback on this issue, which is that in the worst case, the game, it is a failure because all it makes people want to do is not take any risks at all.
Yeah.
So just to recap what the changes are, even though we have talked about them on the show, just so we can frame it. Yeah. They identified at BlizzCon that snowballing was an issue that the community brought to them. They received a lot of anecdotal feedback from players. They also, I assume, saw this in the data that they research prior to making significant changes, because sometimes their feedback might just come from a small percentage of players or, you know, could be sourced from anywhere. So they decided to help prevent snowballing, which is a game state where your team, the enemy team, or one team, is so far ahead in experience that it is an overwhelming task, a near impossibility to get back to an even level in experience and have an opportunity to win the game.
Mm.
So snowballing early leads to those early victories. We've all been on the receiving end of these. We've all been on the winning end of these. When we're winning, we don't call it a snowball. We call it a stomp. And I've seen a lot of people, they're snowball deniers. I've had comments directed at me, and I've seen them elsewhere saying, there's no snowballs in the game, except for maybe Braxis. Mm. They're just bad. And so if you're getting snowballed, it's because you're bad. Yeah. And... That's not the case. Snowballing is a real thing. Mm-hmm. Has to do with game mechanics not favoring a team that makes mistakes early and needs to climb back out.
Right.
And so the changes are that they were removing experience points from forts and keeps, and in its place offering, if you take a fort on every third minion wave, you get a catapult.
Yeah.
That's in essence what it is in the broad strokes.
Okay, so what people I've heard compare it to, I've heard some go as extreme as saying, remember that weird stuff they did before the game was released and everyone freaked out and they pulled it last second? And I don't remember even how that stuff worked, but people are comparing it to that in terms of mistakes.
I know, and that must mean it's a really serious situation because gamers do not exaggerate ever.
Right, but these are the most pro players.
If you could depend on one rational-minded, very even-tempered, show me a basis of proof before making an assertion, group of people, it's gamers.
Yeah, they really are. They really go.
Especially streaming gamers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they never
jump into YouTube gamers. They are very level-headed and make no unreasonable, outlandish, exaggerated assertions ever.
Yeah, ever. Yeah.
Ever.
Absolutely true.
Doesn't happen.
But if, okay. Sorry. If you're going to have, if there's one group, though, of players that Blizzard may listen to more, wouldn't it be those who are quote unquote pro? I mean, when they say pro, are the streamers.
I've seen that comment too. I've seen the comments. You're paying people to play the game and flesh it out.
Yeah.
You should listen to them. And keep in mind, now that the, you know, several of the professional players, I don't want to say all because some of them aren't very public facing, but the people who are reporting back that the people in their, in that group are in a consensus about this.
Yeah.
Everyone else is repeating and also coming out of the woodworks and making Reddit threads and championing their favorite personality, I guess.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of rational thought around it.
So what's your take then? Wait and see? Is that what you're thinking? That's what you want to do?
So, all right. So, so we've framed what's going on.
Yeah.
And what the feedback is from the professional community. And the most constructive thing I've heard, I was really, when I saw this, I got really ticked off because this triggered me Garden of Terror Part 2 style. Like, snowballing's an issue. Okay, we're going to change some stuff. You ruined it. This sucks. Bring back old Garden of Terror. It's like it's happening again.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what is this crap? Like, and it's vitriolic.
Yeah.
And so I was watching a lot of streams over the course of the week trying to check out what's being said. The most constructive thing I heard was a very well-regarded North American player, Cure. He actually said that most of what you're hearing is an exaggeration.
Hmm.
But for us, it does make the game more boring.
For them, being when he says that, he means high top tier level play. That's what he's saying.
Yes. Okay. Yes. And that was kind of, it was a useful thing, I think, for him to say, for me to hear. Because what it suggests is if you think something's boring, that's a feeling you have. And we have to temper that feeling with the fact that professionals play like 60 hours a week, like they're playing constantly. So their idea of boring is not like I'm playing on Friday night, my favorite game. So it's not boring to me. Right. Kind of boring.
Right.
But what I got from it was that because the lanes get pushed out with the catapults, and because there's no real power incentive to taking forts and risking a pushed out waves where you cannot farm your winning XP safely, that basically there's, apart from getting camps, there's a lot of downtime with nothing to do with any skill expression except wait for an objective or just wait around. And then while they're waiting around, their advantage early gets squandered. And so the game is decided on a coin flip team fight. And so late, they're saying early game strategies will not be very viable because the enemy team will be able to pull ahead quickly. So they can't enforce, they can't hold down advantages for early game strategies as much. So you're going to see a lot of late game heroes and a lot of games, you know, wait 20 minutes till you get to the end game and then see if you win. That's the, I don't know if it's hyperbole, but that's the comments that we're hearing right now about it, which feel at least a little more constructive regarding this feedback. Yeah. Now, if you go on the internet everywhere, everyone's saying Blizzard sucks and why would they do, if they do this, I'm quitting the game. Yeah. And that kind of stuff was just driving me nuts. So I really had to give this a lot of thought, but that's the situation in a nutshell.
Hmm.
It's unfortunate. I think that, again, it was Rich who had tweeted out that it's a failure. He is considered to be one of the best, if not the best, Heroes of the Storm player currently. He was on the winning team at BlizzCon. And it sort of feels like our equivalent of having Michael Jordan win with the Bulls and then say, well, this new change to basketball is a failure and the NBA sucks. And it's like, you know what I mean? It's like, when did that guy ever do that? No, this guy's a terrible ambassador for the game.
Mm.
So I really think those irresponsible comments are what led us to the situation.
Right. Earlier, yeah. Right. This once again illustrates the challenge of keeping pros happy, keeping the general player base happy, and trying to get new players in. The age old thing every video game has to sort of deal with if they have a long term plan with it, but especially a competitive game. But in this particular case, I guess the only concerns I have would be, actually, I really don't have any until I play it, but I don't like the sound of just soak lanes until 12 or whenever you can actually start engaging in some late game strategy. Does sound bad, you know?
Like, it definitely does.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's me looking for the truth behind the polemic. But that's also the point, is that we're day one or two. The majority of the players won't have this in their hands until next week, mm-hmm. maybe even a week after, depending on how lightly people play. And if anyone is following any source of Heroes news right now, they're being told that it's absolute shite. And I think combined a little bit with the uncertainty going into next year's HGC and that anxiety around that, there's a lot of pejorative talk, a lot of just bad stuff happening in the conversation right now. So
I think that kind of nails where my issue has been as well, which is, I think when I listen to the arguments, there's a good chance I agree that maybe these decisions aren't going to be the best for the game. And we've even seen Blizzard somewhat acknowledge that by saying we're going to change. There's going to be additional changes. Mm-hmm. But
they came out today. So,
it's so early for people to be throwing in it's a failure, it's done, like, let's throw in the towel. This is the perfect time to test something like this. Mm-hmm. It's the perfect time of year to do it. There's no HGC. A lot of people are free to just play the game. There's not a lot of heavy dev cycle stuff going on because they've kind of wrapped up for end of year. It's when you want to do something like this. And for people to see a change and be so upset and immediately rally against it is really discouraging, because it's like, well, when would you like them to do something like this?
Right. Right. And they have to be able to do something like this sometimes in the game's life cycle.
But it very much is a tantrum. Like, it's a player base in revolt currently. They did post today that they'll be making additional changes come next week to make Forts and Keeps more rewarding. A lot of people are like, sweet, the devs listened. Yeah, high five, everyone. We threw a tantrum and now they're doing what we tell them. Mm-hmm. And there's the aged adult in me is like, this is really bad. You don't give tantrumy kids what they want. Like, you spank them on their arse and kick them outside and let them cool off. Like, he do something like that. I'm not advocating child beating, although that was my upbringing. But the part of me just didn't like that happened. The part of me kind of wanted the developers to see it through, because here's going a little further into the conversation. Before this change was even announced, a complaint from professional players and high-tier players is that the laning phase was already boring. Mm. And that this change was not even proposed as a way to make the laning phase or soaking more interesting. It's got nothing to do with one another. Now, it may actually make it so that you're laning more and have less to do, but I really wish the takeaway and the feedback from this was, sweet, put the changes in now. What are you doing about laning being boring? Mm. What are you doing to, it's a different, like, can we have the change and then ask for more change rather than say, don't regression, mm-hmm. don't put new things in there. And that lack of wisdom on the part of the vocal player base as a whole really bugged me. And I think the reason it bugs me is knowing that there's nothing I can do about it. Like, right. it's a force of nature, right? Like a mob is a force of nature that you can't reason with or reckon with. And it's exactly what's happened. And it's the fault of certain paid employees. They're not employees, but they're professionals paid by the company lacking an ambassadorship about the kind of feedback and the way they have delivered it, you know, holding the company hostage through public forums in this way. It's like, it's disgusting. And I really hated it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I mean, it's kind of a, this endemic across other parts of the gaming world, obviously, but we don't ever like to see it in this community. It's happening a little bit now. It's a bummer. It's a bit of a butthole and a bit of a cluster, but I don't know what else they're supposed to do. You can't win either way. Like, Blizzard, tell us more at BlizzCon. Okay, well, here we are at BlizzCon. Here's a cool. Here's something we're planning on doing with a big XP change. Okay, thanks for telling us. Okay, now it's on the PTR. Go play it, and let's start working on it. We hate it. We think the game's going to crash now because you did this thing, and what a bummer it is that you did it. But, Wayne, it's not live yet. We're still working on it. It doesn't matter. We suck and F off. Like, it's not a good cycle. And I don't know how Blizzard can do anything else except not tell us anything, and then people get pissed about that. Like, they could have kept this XP stuff under wraps for right up until a PTR release and then, you know, snuck it out there. Then people would be mad that they did that. Like, you got to let the cycle go. You got to let the process happen.
You know? I wonder if we can't, I mean, they can't, again, this depends on their way they're organized and the money they have for it. They can't extend out PTR cycles for big yearly updates,
right?
You know, so saying here are all the proposed changes for X year, they'll be on PTR for 6 months, and, you know, or even till next year, and have a whole slew of changes and get feedback as the game goes on. Mm-hmm. Because the way I think people look at it a little bit is we've only got a week, and honestly, like like, they're going to do little tweaks. Probably they're going to put a bit of XP on the Forts and Keeps back.
Hmm.
Like that. It's not going to be anything.
I don't think they get very good feedback on PTR. I think the reality is it has to be live before they get genuinely good feedback.
Yeah, I agree.
There's a lot of people out there with a lot of strong opinions. This argument I'm about to make isn't going to apply to everybody. But if you're sitting there and you're upset, ask yourself this. How many legitimate and you feel like you were in a balanced and fair matches have you played in this new system to form that opinion?
None, I'm guessing, for most of them. None.
Probably none for most.
Most, yeah.
We've actually played some.
Yeah, well, no, people do.
But you and I have played it at BlizzCon and John.
Oh, yeah, yeah, we did.
We actually know what it's like.
Yeah, we saw the whole...
I'm looking forward to it.
What were the words that it said on screen when you killed the keep? It said...
Occasional catapults
was the title, and then that whole thing would start. So yeah, we've actually had hands on with it, and it, you know, it's a limited thing. Obviously, you're just there for the weekend, but I'm with John on this.
I might agree that it's not the right decision,
right?
But all I'm saying is, right now, my personal experience with it, I've continued to enjoy the game.
Yeah,
I want to see what happens when it goes live. And I want Blizzard to feel like they can make the changes that they feel they need to make the game better and not have to worry about angering the mob every time they want to tweak something to improve the game.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what we as a community need to foster.
Yeah, I cannot disagree with that. I think you're dead on.
As part of the conversation specific to this, because this brings up a whole slew of topics, and one interesting thing, you guys might find this interesting or not, is... So, because the changes were proposed to combat snowballing, I found myself asking, why do we need so many levels in a 20-minute match? There are 30 levels. Probably we're only going to see 20.
Yeah.
And what would happen to the game if we only had 7 levels?
Oh, weird.
And each level had a talent tier, and it had the incremental increase in damage. But you didn't have these little, like... Because the problem is... It's not that someone's down a talent tier that they feel snowballed. It's that if you have a 4-level differential, they have 4 plus 4% plus 4% plus 4%, I guess 16% more effectiveness over you. I'm not sure if it's a multiplicative or not. It might be multiplicative. So 4 times 4 times 4. They have like a huge advantage over you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I don't really care about levels. Like, they could just make it 7 levels. Now, I know the perception on that's really bad, and they'd have to offer something to compensate. Like, I have more ideas, but we don't have to get into it today.
I like your ideas, though.
But part of the problem is, like, you see a lot of, let's educate the player base to soak properly. And part of game design is not saying, like, we have to get a textbook and teach you how to do it. It's saying, people aren't doing the thing we want them to do. How do we incentivize them to do it through mm-hmm. gameplay? Mm-hmm. And it sort of comes full circle to the fact that also the pros are saying it's kind of boring to lane safely. When we look at the other two big MOBAs, and what activity do they have in the lane that incentivizes them to be in the lane?
Lots of weird little micro camps and like that. Last hitting is the other thing, right? There's a mini game
last hitting
going on.
Yeah. Is a huge mini game mm-hmm. that if you fail to do it, you are putting your team behind, and mm-hmm. professional teams value last hitting, and casters and announcers do last hitting. We've had the game for 3 years now. We haven't dethroned the other games who have what was proposed by Heroes of the Storm to be the barbaric last hitting. Mm-hmm. What if the professionals in this sport need a last hitting system and need side grades or rewards based on last hitting so that they get their talents? And when they have 7 levels, like I have this whole concept of ways we could take the game, and I'm like, if they ever proposed any of this, the forums would be like, oh my god, Blizzard's burning the game, you know. And it, like, that's and that's why it's so important for the people who are playing professionally to not be this way and to not do irresponsible things like that, because it stifles the conversation.
It just stokes fires that don't need stoking. It gets, like John suggests, and I agree, it gets huge swaths of people who just like to be upset, who haven't even touched the PTR, and all they needed was the word of their favorite streamer, and now they're just, they're ready to hate on it no matter what happens. Like, yeah, I totally agree with this. There's some interesting stuff going on constructively on Reddit today, which sounds like a contradiction in terms, but it actually is happening. Chaos OS, for example, has a huge thread on what he thinks would be ideas for fixing the problem, if they indeed need fixing, some constructive feedback, constructive solutions based on his time on the PTR, which he spent a bunch in there. He does a little thing on Reddit all the time called Maths of the Storm or something. And so he does a lot of statistical stuff, like, well, changing this in the game does what mathematically to this in the late game, or this character losing this ability, what does that do to the traditional matchup for that character in a draft situation or whatever. And it's a good read. I recommend people go check that out. I have no problem with that kind of stuff, like constructive, smart, well thought out stuff. But let's burn it all down attitude just needs to freaking stop.
And that comes from the behavior exemplified by the role models.
Right. Right.
And so
with great power comes great responsibility. I think
Blizzard should talk to the people directly and say, you know, we don't have to have you in the HGC just because you're good.
That's right.
We can elect to have some other people if you're going to be win BlizzCon and be a dick about shit. Like, sorry, forgive all my bad language, but like, it really, I know they don't work for a lot, but they still have a responsibility that they took on, that they got to work hard. Yeah. And that includes being resisting the temptation to be a polemic streamer, like all those Diablo Immortal guys that posted those horrible videos after.
John, I'm saying it's the Spider-Man. It's Uncle Ben. With great power comes great responsibility. If you're a dude what has huge influence in the community, perhaps you should be a better ambassador. And I don't mean just nothing but suck up to Blizzard. I don't think they're asking. That's not even what we're saying. We're just saying don't be a poop.
Yeah, use that responsibly.
Yeah.
Instead of coming out and just saying failure, say, here's my concerns. We need to look at this as it goes forward.
Yeah.
And I know I've got Baton 216. No last hitting is what makes Heroes great. And I don't think not having a thing is what makes anything great, even though I know that's why you like playing it. You know, it's just, it's hard for me to hang my hat on, we don't have this, and that's why we're awesome. It might feel good to play, but the professionals are clearly need something to do in lane. Maybe it's not last hitting. Maybe they need to juggle bananas while they're trying to poke the enemy guy. Like, yeah, they need something to do. There needs to be a mini game. And in the MOBA genre, there aren't a lot of things that you do in lane. You know, if there's some kind of idea for unexplored space, that's great. But we have to be willing, as Stephen King put it, to kill our darlings and to look at things that make us uncomfortable at the game that we just hold as solemn truths about heroes.
Yeah.
And question them. And because that's what the development team is trying to grow this game, and they're going to have to continue to make changes that you're going to be tempted to react poorly to, but they have professionals working there.
That being said, allow me to react poorly to this and say, thank goodness we don't have last hitting.
by the way, I start as game director on Heroes of Storm next week.
Yeah. Let us know how that goes. But I totally agree with the idea that one of the draws to Heroes for me was the removal of last hitting. I find it annoying and stupid. I had never actually thought about it, though, very hard about why it exists in the first place. And why it exists in the first place is to give an incentive for people to spend time in lane, doing things in lane, and if you're good, getting more money for being there or getting some incentive for being there. And that's its purpose. That's the sole purpose of that mechanic.
That's the light that came on this week for me.
Right.
I never entered my mind until this week, and I was like, everyone's complaining that laning's boring, and I'm like, well, unless you're steamrolling the lane as Zagara, because that's fun. What are you doing in the lane?
Yeah.
Like, when people tell you to soak,
yeah,
you know what they're telling you to do?
Go kill a bunch of minions.
Stand near them, minions.
Yeah.
No, it's not. You're not supposed to kill them, because pushing in the lane's bad.
Yeah.
Because then the farther pushed in you are, the higher risk you're taking of being ganked. And the higher skill play you get, the more dumb it is to take unnecessary risks. That's how teams win, capital punishing mistakes.
Yeah.
And the pros are selling you, it's a big mistake to be pushed out alone, soaking lane safely. So farm them under your tower. Don't hit the minions.
Mm.
So here's your gameplay. Stand there and just watch the screen.
And that sucks. I don't like that idea.
Sucks. Yeah. And like, I on paper, I can't look at that and say, oh, you're just complaining for the sake of complaining. It's like, no, that's... I don't want to play a game where all I do is stare at the screen and do nothing. Like, no. That's not what I signed up for. No. So
yeah,
I don't either. So I mean, I guess I need to, something John said earlier as well, I want to see this out there first, because the PTR is not going to be the end all be all answer on this. It just isn't. There's not enough people who bother with PTR. There isn't the right kind of mix of people playing it and creating scenarios that we'll see on a live server. This is true of most video games. But especially true here. It's very true in Overwatch. For the time I spent in that, I cannot stand the Overwatch PTR. That's a nightmare scenario for a lot of the same reasons. So I understand its purpose, and it's important for them to get some data from that. But put it in the wild and let's see. This is the right time to do it. It's the holidays. HGC is on a downswing in terms of its schedule. Everybody can just give this a shot. And find out for once and for all. And then Blizzard will tweak and manage and update and change and hotfix. And like, that's what they'll do. Now, that all being said, I am super into this idea that Blizzard figures out a way to add mechanics to make those phases more interesting. To not necessarily introduce last hit, but do something else that adds value to your time, to your team, and to the game during those phases of otherwise sort of downtime laning, or, you know, not sure where to go, or we're not strong enough to do camps yet, so I guess we'll just wait here. Like, whatever it is, I don't know what those are. I don't have suggestions.
Make health globes award XP.
Sure. There's one.
I want it to be desynced from XP. We need another layer of complexity. Anyway, sorry, I'm getting into specifics. It's a good suggestion. I'm sorry.
Right.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Bo.
I'm like, we already have health globes. They do a lot of stuff. They complete quests and they heal.
Yeah.
You know, we need a lot of people are revolting against the idea of last hitting because they like heroes for not last hitting.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. I'm not suggesting it's the only solution, but I'm suggesting it is an option. And we have to be open to think about ways for higher skilled players to express their individual skill while still allowing you to have fun.
Right.
So I'm not suggesting that we should build an environment where last hit or die, but what if you last hit 30 minions, or, you know, you get some more points for hero last hitting on hero kills, and you get a side grade on Kael'thas, your living bomb explosion radius increases by 1% when you get 30.
Mm.
And so it's like an optional quest, where like if you don't do it, maybe it's not that big of a deal, but a professional is going to want to stack that and get their 10% max or whatever it is. Like, I'm not suggesting we do a gold shop. I'm not suggesting we even do last hitting. I'm suggesting that there is an expressed desire for further incentivization for the lane to strategically matter to high skill players.
Yeah.
And we'd love to watch that. I wish I could do that. That's why I watch JCC, to watch the things I wish I could do, you know? So,
I think I agree with that. I think that there's probably a way to do it that isn't just explicitly last hitting. But even if right now we have Team XP, which is a big differentiator, it's one of the things I really prefer in Heroes over other MOBAs. Mm-hmm. So that's already happening. The idea of having a quote unquote last hit like incentive built into the game for skilled players or otherwise just for everyone to do at whatever rate they do it is an interesting incentive for both them personally, because your idea of, you know, one extra point of radius for Kael'thas or something, but it's also beneficial to the team in this case, because again, we're dealing with a game where it's team XP, not individual XP. Team benefit, not individual gold that I can then take to the shop and everyone else is behind me. So there may even be more of a reason for them to figure out a way to do what you're asking. Because it benefits the team in such a more direct way than those other MOBAs do, even in their current state.
And for the fullness of discussion, we have talents that involve last hitting in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Ragnaros Q Quest, got to get 30 last hits on minions.
Yeah.
They're forgiving in that they're not registering the exact last hit. I think you just have to kill them they have to die within a certain time of being hit. But that might be the solution. As long as you damage something within 0.5 seconds of it dying, you'll get a tick. So it doesn't have to be fighting over last hit. Like there are ways to express individual power gain and do the team experience. Like we can have both.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's what I want.
I just think that the way the quests are in game right now is not very unified, and they're generally either high risk, high reward, so not taken, or like death, things that reset on death, or they're very incremental and non-impactful.
Yeah.
So we could even do things like have your different side grades and loot boxes, and then you spec out your hero to bring into a game with your loot box abilities, or stuff that you built with shards. Like, I'm not opposed to these systems. I think a lot of Heroes players culturally have expectations because the game's been out for a while, but we need to have conversations about healthy changes to the game. And these are things that exist in other games. Warframe's making a lot of money. I've been playing a lot of Warframe this week. And you pay for power, or you go and farm it for hours. I don't see anything wrong with Heroes implementing something like that to further extend the complexity or interest in the game. Just as long as it's not bad or greedy or terrible. And one thing that I know for certain about the Heroes team is that I trust them implicitly to be very fair to its players. They have a history of listening and also not implementing anything greedy or truly bad. They've been very good. So a system like that would be in good hands, in my opinion, but we don't act like we're in good hands when we do the stuff we did like we did this week.
Right.
All right. Daddy's said enough.
John, any final thoughts on this before we move on? I want to make sure you get as much floor as you want on this.
Yeah.
No, I don't. I think we all just need to work on being more understanding, letting things slide. Bo said a thing that triggered me. I'm going to let it slide.
Now I want to know what it is. What was it?
He had a legitimate idea, and it should be fine, and I shouldn't pull a bow and immediately shoot it down.
No, it's the last hitting, for sure.
The idea that you could pay for power in this game.
Oh, right, yeah.
Okay, those are wrong words to use, but that they could be items and loot boxes, just like Hearthstone cards.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant, like, I paid them $5, so my Diablo hits harder.
No, no. Again, very important to be careful how we word things, and I'm sure I've worded things poorly on this show before, but yeah, no, I just mean there's an interesting side grade system that could be built into the game that I think the high school cat players would find interesting.
But I'll say this is like, yes, Bo says last hit and I get nervous face and I'm like, shut up, Bo. Shut your damn mouth.
Yeah.
That's what goes through my head. But honestly, these are the conversations that need to happen.
Yeah.
And this is a perfect example of how we need to approach them is instead of me hearing Bo say that and go, should it?
Yeah.
I need to listen to why he would suggest such a thing and understand the merits behind it. And I think I do. Yeah. And I think I get it. And I think he conveyed it really well.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's what I want, but I think he presented an excellent reason for why something like that should at the very least be talked about.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with talking about him. Bo, I have an example recorded of the only wrong thing you ever said on the show. Would you like to hear it? It's the only wrong thing you ever said.
Oh, no.
Here it is right here, everybody. Check it out. I still can't agree with it. It's still...
No.
For the record, that's John. I was play acting John's action in our D&D world where he summoned a black orb filled with tentacles and milk.
Yep.
Milky white tentacles.
Milky white tentacles, which is
not a
good scene, by the way.
It's not that there's just milk floating around in it.
Yeah. You did it again later, too. Let's see. I got a little more of this.
If I ever get a Blizz Heroes an answer, that's what it should be.
That should be it, the whole thing.
That.
Just that.
The countdown and everything. That would be amazing. All right. Well, good discussion on this, and I hope they get it right. And I hope that if they do get it right, I hope some of these voices who have been sowing discord in such a rapid fashion maybe will... eat a little crow. I don't think they will, though, because gamers are weird that way. They tend not to admit it when they were perhaps a little weird. So we'll
they were always right all along, even
when
they all voted to have Garden of Terror changed.
Yeah. Garden of Terror. Let's talk about some other stuff. So the patches there on the PTR, that is. You have the reworks there as well. Stitches and Sylvanas reworks are out there to try on the PTR. They are not live yet. One would assume next week or whenever this thing hits. It will be interesting to see, like, if they do any kind of major overhaul of any of this stuff because of the reaction or not. I'd be real curious about that.
That was my favorite comment
on
the when Blizzard came out and Blue posted about, oh, they're gonna look at making some changes for next week. One of them was like, please delete the Sylvanas changes.
Wow.
Jeez. Wow.
Nothing to do with what was posted. But,
great.
You know.
Great. No, don't do that. I'm actually excited to play this Sylvanas.
I'm excited for the Sylvanas changes, but I'm not mad about someone being upset about it because it's not like everyone was saying, fix this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's when everyone's like, fix it in unison, and then it fix it, and they're like, we didn't ask to fix it.
Yeah.
It's like, ah.
Yeah.
But it is very much, if you ever go online and see like a celebrity tweet that gets posted, click it. And then count how long it takes for somebody to reply to that tweet about something completely unrelated to the topic.
It's pretty quick.
It's usually not very long.
Yeah, it's usually pretty quick. That is absolutely true. Happened to me today. Sometimes I get those. Like I'll say,
I've seen you get them too.
Yeah, I'll be like, I know a lot about flooring suddenly because I have to do this floor thing, which about killed me today, by the way. I'm old and lame. Anyway, I said something like that on the thing, and I got somebody going, how come you don't talk more about BFA's problems and the freaking Nazarite gear? I'm like, okay, well, just how about a separate thread at least? You don't have to come in here and fart up my joint, you know?
That's 100% my argument. Not that they're saying it, just that they're doing it in a thread, not about the thing at all.
They're just hijacking it. It's
yeah.
like, no, this isn't where you do this. Also, email me or something, you weirdo.
Or at least throw in a, yes, floor knowledge is important. Just like understanding BFA's problems in Azeroth.
Looking forward to hearing your thoughts next week.
Yeah.
I have a few. I will email them to you. Maybe you'll read them on the show.
Hashtag Floored.
just your reasonable gamer friend.
I only have one piece of advice for the world today. My advice is don't ever get in an argument with an anti-vaxxer. It will not end well. And I won't give you details. I'll just tell you that I had to add one of those. And man, that went places I can't get out of. It's a rough.
Can't you just always drop the nuclear option of saying, oh, yeah, well, if I see you, I'm going to give you a vaccine.
I'm going to vaccinate you against measles. The first thing I'm going to do,
you
hey.
Get sued for a threat if you do that.
And I'll run up and go, ah,
is
you're never.
A threat?
I think if someone was against vaccinations, they would view that as a.
Of course they would. Of course they would. But I would run away going, now you'll never get polio. And I just run as fast as I could.
Like,
Mr.
I have a...
Johnson, did you or did you not threaten to inject this man to prevent a serious illness to ever befall upon him?
See, if we have stereotypes about people, because you guys always comment about me, one of the stereotypes of Americans is that they sue on a drop of a dime.
Yeah, that one's kind of true. Well, I
don't know if
say
it's true or not, but like I always hear is like boom,
it's
litigation.
Not, it's not 100% true. I mean, there's something to that. We are pretty litigious sometimes, but I don't think it's as much as everyone thinks it is. We just have a lot of shows that are about judges giving people judgments.
Love me some Judge Judy.
Yeah. This is her. That's her talking. She's really good.
Yeah.
All right. What else? Reworks. Told you about that. Armor update. Now, just like movement speed modifiers, the game will apply only the highest or lowest amount of armor to any hero at any given time. We talked about this before. That's being implemented and happening. Catapults. When a team destroys a fort, they now gain a catapult. I really want it to say what it said that we played at BlizzCon. What was it?
Periodic catapults.
Or occasional catapults. That's what I want.
Occasional catapults.
I want that so bad. In fact, if they end up doing that, I say we vote to rename the show from Core to Occasional Catapults.
We can't. I already played bass for them in high school.
Ah, shoot. Shoot. Yeah, that was my wrestling name also.
We trademarked it. We released one album. We had one song on it called No XP Forts.
No XP Forts.
It didn't chart.
It wasn't a big hit? Okay. I'm surprised by that.
But we're proud of it. It was it charted in our hearts.
Indeed. The part of the details you don't hear a lot about, in order to keep early game catapults from being too devastating to defending teams, catapult attacks, splash size, attack range, and damage and health will gradually increase as the game progresses. So that is a piece to that mechanic that I haven't really heard anyone talk about. They're just too mad about the XP change. Experience points changes, we talked about all of that. Removed all experience earned for destroying a fort or keep. Decreased experience earned by destroying towers by 50%. And passive experience gain increased by 15. Increased experience gained by defeating or defending mercenaries by 100%. So, again, they're trying to balance stuff there. Mercenaries, that's boss camps, sentinel camps in Hanamura, support camps of Volskaya Foundry will now be flagged as elite. Elite mercenary camps are unstoppable and unbribable.
Mm.
So you cannot stop them, and you can't bribe them. Like me. No, I don't know. You could probably bribe me. Anyway, so that's the thing. Does that bum anyone out? Can't go in there with Murky and just pay for it? Or what?
I don't know. I never play with bribe.
Went in there with Murky, just paid for it.
Is it Murky? Murky has bribe, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, he does. Okay.
I just like that saying. It was really funny to me.
Go in there with Murky and just pay for it?
Yeah.
It's a deeper thought than I intended. I'm trying to think. I actually, you know what? There's one action in this game I've never done, and that's bribe a camp. Not once.
Yeah, I don't really like bribing either. It's not my thing.
Never done it. When Jim Raynor, he doesn't do it now, but he used to, right? Or does he still do it? Can't remember.
No, Nova's the one that got it that seemed a little weird. Usually it's on a support or specialist.
Oh, Nova's
like
who
Lost
it is.
Vikings have it.
Yeah.
Brightwing has it.
Yeah.
Falstad has it. It's called Wingman, I think. And Nova has it. I don't know. It's weird. It's a weird talent.
He's a piece of poop. False data. I just want to put that out there. It's got nothing. Apropos of nothing, I just think he's a poop. Yeah. Just really working me lately. Like, I feel like there's always a false data right up my butt.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
That'll happen.
Yeah. He'll do it with his hammer. All right. What else? Okay. So we talked about that. Mercenaries and stuff. Unit radius, although this says
Radii. That's how it was in the patch notes.
Oh, was
it? That might be. I think radii is the plural of radius.
Is it? No.
I will look it up.
Unit radii?
Is radii singular or plural?
What? Hold on. I've never heard this. Here, I'll just do a definition of radii.
Wiktionary, plural radii.
Oh my gosh, it is. Oh, no, no. It says here, luxury men's high top sneakers for unique individuals that can define yourself.
That's not Wikipedia.
No. Here's radius.
The Wiktionary.
Latin radius. Radii.
Plural
radii of radius. Oh my gosh. I didn't know this.
Chat says it's radii.
Well, it says.
No, it's radii or radiuses, according to Wiktionary.
Oh. Yeah, but how do you. But they're saying you pronounce it radii.
Radii.
Maybe you do. Here, I'll play it. I got a thing. Here. Here's some audio. Hold on. Merriam-Webster used to have audio. What's going on here? They don't know.
So is radii the plural of radius?
Abandon. But
that's not the right word.
Radii is the plural of radishes.
Abandon.
That's abandon. That's the wrong word.
Why? What is she saying? That's not how you say it.
Let me try it again.
Abandon.
Yeah, I click it. It says it's the pronunciation. It says abandon. Hold on. Here it is. Radii, R-A-D-I-I. Click it. Hit play.
Abandon.
It just says abandon. Maybe it's telling me to get the hell out of here on this subject. I don't know.
You cannot say it.
Quit saying it. Abandon.
I think radii makes sense.
We'll translate.
If you just Google R-A-D-I-I, you can click the little sound thing and apply.
Oh, they have it in the Google search. Hold on.
In the Googles.
It is radii, it says.
Okay, hold on. We're gonna do this. Wait, the my search just says it doesn't. Oh, it does.
Radii.
She's listen to her.
Radii.
She's like a little anime girl.
You listen to the radio.
I was hanging out with the Incredible Hulk. He cracked off a fart in my face, and now I got radii.
Radii.
She sounds like Orpheus. She's Orpheus. Listen to her.
Radii.
She's like, I'm going to get my dad. He's the Raven Lord.
Radii.
He's somewhere within this.
Radii.
There you go. Got it. Nailed it. How about radius?
Radius.
Okay.
Were you able to, when he farted and you got radii, were you able to see the radii of his multiple bungholes?
Can you get her to say buonasera?
Let me try it. Here goes.
Penis.
No, that didn't work.
Penis. Penis.
Yeah, it just says penis.
No,
penis.
None of this is good.
Okay, hold on. Buam. How you spell Buam Somdi?
B-W-O-N.
Yeah, it says nothing comes up.
W-A-M-D-I.
Let me try this one.
Fart.
No, I didn't do it.
Scott's got the control of the text to speech.
Let's try this one. Good. Maybe this will work.
Shit.
It's not working. All right.
Oh, who's that voice?
I don't know. She's pissed.
Shit.
Okay. Jeez Louise, lady. Calm yourself down.
Was the other one there?
Shit.
What? Which one? What other one?
The F-bomb.
Oh, let's find out. I'll find out, and then I'll bleep it for the show later. Here we go.
Okay.
Oh, jeez. That's hardcore.
Does she do the one that the Irish do with the E?
Oh, we can find that out as well. Why is Photoshop open? Hold on. I've got problems, you guys. Things have gone off the rails. Okay, there.
You made Google curse, and now it has control of your apps.
All right, hold on. I got another one.
Nipple.
Oh, I'm 12. Let's do another one. How about this one?
Do urethra.
Urethra? How do you spell it? There we go. Urethra.
Urethra.
It's all ladies. I want a dude. I want to hear a dude. Here, try this.
Dude.
Look.
Wow.
It's too good.
You found a dude.
That's weird.
Yeah, that is weird. I've gone on okay.
Blizzard.
Yeah, Blizzard Entertainment. We're back. We're back, you guys. We're back. You know what? We're back with Blizzard to talk about
Heroes
of the Storm. All right. I tried to do Heroes, and it only does Hero. So.
With Scott Johnson, the Podcaster Hall of Fame award winner.
Hey, hold on. Google, what's wrong with me?
Loser.
All right. F you then.
That's man.
Yeah, I'm not
brutal.
Talk
harsh.
Anymore.
Harsh.
this is really dumb. All right. The unit radii values for most heroes have been reduced by 5 to 15%. Now, what does that mean, their radius? Is that a hitbox? Is that a, what are we talking about there?
I wasn't clear because I haven't looked this up. But my sense was from is that it reduces the hitbox.
Yeah, this is like how they did it with like KT, where you used to be able to hit him on his cape and he'd take damage.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So everything's 10%, I think, with given how small they are, is probably a negligible change, but basically your skill shots are now 10% harder to hit.
Mm. Okay. I don't love that, but that's fine. They make a video game.
I'll play it. I mean, I don't, you know, we'll get the feel of it, but generally speaking, there is a small tweak or change. So if you something's feeling off, like your tracer pulse bomb, which is actually takes a bit of practice to use properly.
I agree. Yeah, it's hard.
It's easy to miss the pulse bomb when you're blinking around everywhere. Mm-hmm. That might just do it for you.
Yeah, who knows? Phoenix getting some changes, mostly small buffs, except for one nerf. Level 4 and 7 warp talent squished into one talent at level 7, which is good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
I like this.
Purifier salvo, damage reduced, and there's a cool new activatable talent at level 7. Activate to gain 40% basic attack damage for 5 seconds. Basic attacks against heroes refresh this duration. When the damage bonus falls off, remove all of Phoenix's shields, and it has a 40-second cooldown.
Seems like a really fun talent. I just like the way.
Yeah.
Because if you're getting attacks, you're in harm's way, so maybe your shields just come off anyways, and you just keep pelting them.
Yeah.
I like this a lot.
Yeah, it seems all right. Phoenix. He's back, everybody. Spider-Man, I call him. He's kind of like a man, like a spider. All right. That's it for all that stuff, basically. Don't forget to check in this weekend for There Will Be Dungeons, by the way. We're going to do a thing. Oh, it's Friday. It's Sunday this week because I'm putting flooring in and I want to die. I'm so sick of it already. I breathed in like 400 pounds of dust today, and who knows what that's going to do. Probably got the Hantavirus or something by now. But we pull up all this flooring.
Hantavirus?
Yeah, you ever heard of the Hantavirus?
What is that? Like you become a warden and must pursue Illidan for the rest of his days?
No, here, I'll give you the Hantavirus is a virus that is found in the urine, saliva, or droppings of infected deer, mice, and some other wild rodents.
It's a Hantavirus.
No, well, it might be, but we always say Hanta here. I don't know why. It's always how I hear it. Cotton rats, rice rats, white-footed mouse, and the red-black vole. It causes a rare but serious lung disease called the Hantavirus or Hantavirus Pulmonary Syndrome or HPS. I'm probably not. It's fine. We don't have any.
I don't know where you're getting Hantavirus from, but I want to imagine that it makes you always want to travel with an animal and think all gear drops are your drops.
All right, hold on. We're going to find out how that's pronounced. Hold on. This is how you pronounce this virus, okay?
Hantavirus.
Damn it. Even the computer
guy
said that you're
right.
I don't
know if that was correct, though, because he kind of said Hantavirus.
Let's try it again.
Hantavirus.
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 He can say Hanta, but he can't say virus.
Yeah.
Virus.
What a terrible pronunciation guide.
I've got a flu virus.
This is too much fun to do those. Anyway, There Will Be Dungeons Sunday this week at 4:30 Mountain Time. Sorry. Yes, 4:30 Mountain Time. It's all because of me, but we'll all be there. It'll be great. Don't worry.
There might be a Frog Hemoth.
Oh, Frog Hemoth. Oh. I forgot.
Wanted to imagine a Frog Hemoth with other people.
Yeah, dude. I'm pretty excited about that.
Collective Frog Hemoth imagining.
It's going to be good.
You got to be careful. You might get Hantavirus from a Frog Hemoth. They didn't list that there, but...
Frantavirus. I don't know how it works. All right.
Hantavirus.
Check this out. Penis. Hey, it's the time for the email here. We got an email at the end of the show. CoreyHeroesForYou.com is our email address. Please use it wisely. That is to say, just often and say cool things, and we'll read them on the show. Again, CoreyHeroesForYou.com. This is from Biscuit Beck. All right. He's got two turntables,
really
two turntables, and a microphone, and a biscuit. All of those
together.
Have a
vaccine for that?
I don't think so. Not for that hunt-a-virus.
No, biscuit back. Is there a vaccine for biscuit back?
I don't know. See a doctor.
It's like
though.
A name out of our campaign.
Yeah, it is. It is like one of your really names. Is. Yeah. Monsoon cabbage is still my favorite and always will be. Anyway, hi, Core Crew. Biscuit Beck here. Love the show. I'd like to make my case for why Bo's tier list ideology is wrong in all caps, Bo.
It's an ideology. Oh,
yeah.
My.
Yeah, that's what you got there.
I didn't know I had an ideology.
It says here, tier lists from pro players are, unless otherwise stated, based on the assumption that the heroes are being played at 100% efficiency. All else equal, tier lists are accurate. However, no player can play more than a handful of heroes at even 80% of their potential. Moreover, certain heroes are more or less effective on certain maps and in certain comps. To illustrate this point, let's use Bo's example of Zagara. Let's assume that Zagara is trash tier and another potential hero is tier 0. Without any other factors, Zagara is worth 75 to 85% of the tier 0 hero. However, Bo can play Sahara. I think he means Zagara again. He must. Zagara at 85% of her potential, while he can only play the tier 0 hero at 50. In this case, the tier 0 hero is worth 50% of 100. 50%, while Zagara is worth 85% of 85%, or 72.25. In this case, we should expect on average that Bo's win rate with Zagara would be 22.25%, I think he means lower, or excuse me, higher than the tier 0 character. He's missing some words here. Proofreading is your friend, everybody. For this reason, if you are not masters, tier lists are a good indication of what to learn and get good at, but not what to pick. Personal player skill and team comp is usually much more impactful than picking on meta heroes. Thanks for reading, Biscuit Beck, with his two turntables and a microphone. So what do you say there, Bo?
Do I get to dissect this?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so I'm going to correct you.
Okay.
No, I don't have an ideology. It's not my tier list. I was reporting on what others were saying in the aggregate.
Yeah.
So I don't take it personally if you disagree with the tier list or have comments. And if it's wrong, well, it's not me that's wrong. I reported on it.
It's the children who are out of
it. So just make sure you're saying that, you know, the people with the tier lists are there.
Yeah.
And I feel like most of the rest of it, you're just saying what I'm saying. I was very careful to say that this is what people were this is what professional players and well-regarded players were reporting were valuable heroes in team comps. And I think I went through great pains just to mention that I was positioning this list as your shopping guide for the next hero for you to practice. Certainly, if you pick a tier 0 hero from the beginning, I don't know if the math is exactly right, but let's just assume it all is. You're definitely better off picking your Zagara over the tier 0 hero. But the idea is that you'd practice with them, and when you practice with them, you do get better, especially if you have partners or if you play with a team on occasion who can give you feedback. You know, there's different levels of practice, but the general sense was don't pick this hero and you'll just instantly be amazing with it. But that you take it to quick match and practice in unranked with your friends and get good with the hero because it's worth investing in that practice time, because you can't do it with 100% of the heroes. You're absolutely right. You're probably only going to be at your maximum potential with a small handful.
Yeah.
So I get that the tier lists, the way they're presented, are play these heroes, which means it's kind of only good for people who can play to their fullest potential with any hero. And those players are out there who play. They might be at 80% with a certain hero, but their 80% is like 5 billion light years ahead of my best hero. So so they're fine picking a subpar hero because they're still going to clobber with it. Yeah, so I would say I mostly agree with you, except it's not my list. We're reporting on the information and providing it to you.
Nice.
So if that doesn't work for you, go ahead and play Zagara and do what is fun for you.
Yeah. No, I think it's a good response. I will say this, though. You laid out those tiers, okay? And you were pretty detailed about who and what and why and where they were coming into the aggregate. And I, you know, that was all good. I understood everything. and you had put in, you had put in, you had placed, put in, what the hell's wrong with me? You had placed Deckard Cain in a pretty high position as a support.
They placed it.
They placed it. You reported it.
I didn't.
And as you presented this, though, you presented it as, think of this as a way to do a little homework on the characters you want to learn to be a little better at, because they're the ones that are doing this and this. And I took that to heart, and that night played, I don't know, 4 Deckard Cain games, and I had a really good time, and I got better with Deckard Cain. So I think that there's value to that stuff. You don't have to look at it as gospel, though. In fact, don't, because that's not fun. If you're trying to have fun however you have it. But if you're trying to, like, improve yourself, look at the list and go, yeah, I would like to get a little better at so-and-so, and go work on it. It's fine.
Yeah. I think Biscuit Beck and I are in, and all of us are in agreement. I think your math is suspect, but that's, you know, I get the spirit in which you were presenting it, and it makes sense to me. Yeah. And also, it was not my list. I was reporting on the list. Right. So I don't use tier lists. I pick whatever I feel like picking, but that wasn't the point of our segment.
Hashtag not my list.
It was a shopper's guide for your new holiday heroes. Yeah. So I think maybe I should have just titled it that, and we should have put some Christmas music on it and packaged it that way. Next time, that's what we'll do. I'll make a little bumper for it.
All right. I am going to hashtag that later for no reason. I'm going to do a hashtag that just says not my list and see if anyone gets it.
Yeah.
That's a good idea, right? I won't get any weirdos that way, probably.
I bet you get a lot of great replies to that.
Yeah, I bet I do as well. All right. Thanks for your email, Biscuit Beck. And if you'd like to be like Biscuit Beck or any other type of Beck, you can send us an email, core@heroesforyou.com. That's core@heroesforyou.com. It's going to do it for the show. Hang around. We're going to play some games if you are interested in said thing. I don't usually do this, but I'm going to do a quick little pimpy thing. If you go over to frogpants.com/store, I put a piece up there I'm very proud of. If you like video games and you've liked them for a long time, you likely will look at this new bit of art I did and go, oh, I recognize 38 of the 40 of these. I know what these games and these characters are. I would like to have this cool print on my wall, and I'd like to spend as little as $8. Well, we got you covered. It's a great little Christmas gift. It's up there now. I had a blast making it. There's even a video out there on my YouTube channel showing a speed drawing version of this to completion, and includes a couple of Blizzard entries as well. Thrall's on there.
But I don't mean to interrupt, but those are amazing. Mm. And it made me wonder why we don't have any Scott Johnson portraits in Heroes.
We need to do...
We have some Alarak of the Storm. We've got Carbot.
Yeah.
I mean, you need to draw them.
I need to draw them. I need to draw them, and I need an inside connection.
I would sport a Frog Pants portrait in my Heroes of the Storm game. Now, I kept saying they should put you on a main stage on the show a lot, and then you did the Q&A this year, and you know they should put you back up again there next year, maybe doing the opening ceremony.
Oh, geez.
But like,
what the hell?
I definitely think I need to start talking about getting your art into Heroes of the Storm.
Let's do it.
Because you did that awesome Stukov Mario thing, and I want to see Frog Pants in the game, and I want that to be my portrait.
I appreciate all of that. You remind me of my dad. My dad would always say this. I want to see your stuff on TV within 2 months. How are we going to make this work? He used to say. But no, like it'd be amazing. Even if it was just one animated spray, or not even animated, I don't care. I would be so down to clown if somebody, I mean, I don't know if Lash is anywhere near her. Near the podcast tonight, but if they know anybody, I'll work something up. And if you don't like it, that's cool. You don't have to use it. But if you did, it would just be that'd be amazing. Like an incredible thing. And you don't have to give me credit. Just have it be part of a pack and I'll know and you guys will know and that's it. We don't have to, I don't need the fame for it. I just want to do it. I think it'd be really fun.
And Scott is a brilliant cartoonist. Like it will be top notch. Like this will be a good portrait.
It could be cool. I'd be very interested. But if you want to check out that, and there's some other stuff too there. Like I have, speaking of Nintendo stuff, I have a naked running Mario. There's a there's a Yoshi.
I like your naked Irv. I think that's I want you to do more.
All right, I'll do more of those. There's a Yoshi's given birth to an egg in a kind of very disgusting.
Oh,
way.
That was perfect. That was my favorite.
It's pretty nasty.
You got to see the radii. Egg-giving.
There's even some Christmas.
It's a thing.
There's even gift tags for Christmas that show Santa Claus reading a list very frustratedly with a quote that says, "I think this is yours." and then like a to and a from. Those will look good on your boxes. All I'm saying is, if you haven't been over there to check it out for your Christmas needs, maybe now's the time. And also that print contains Blizzard things that are also characters in Heroes of the Storm, except for Roadhog is not in the game yet, but he is on that print. And that's my way of saying I hope Roadhog makes it to Heroes of the Storm at some point. Anyway, go check that out. Also, if you like this show, you like supporting this show, you like letting us know that you think the content we create is worth something to you, head on over to patreon.com/coreshow. Do that now. That is a great way to show that you like the show and you want to support it. Thank you to everyone who already does. It makes a huge difference, especially at this time of year. So if you are so inclined to just throw a buck our way, that's the place to do it. Patreon.com/coreshow. And if you do a little more than that, you can get your own Dear Martha letter in the mail. Ooh, yeah. Weird. And we'll do more live Dear Marthas soon. John's still, you know, I don't want him to have a coughing fit in the middle one. So we're going to.
Yeah, 3 weeks of sick has slowed my ability to write and speak Dear Marthas.
Yeah. Look, I don't know how you do it. It's a miserable thing. Everyone's gotten sick this year except Bo. Bo, we hope you don't get it. But if you do, you know where to find us. None of this makes sense. So I'm going to move on. Hey, that's it. Heroesforyou.com is our website. You can find us there. You can find us on Twitter as well. Core Heroes, John_Jagger for John. You can also find Bo at Bo Schwartz. And you can find me at Scott Johnson. That's going to do it for us. For me, for Bo, for John. We'll see you next time. This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
That's a good question.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.